Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Rose Wallen and Stephen Price from USU Extension. We're going to be talking about a few fun activities coming up here in the Castle Country. Weather getting warmer. Almost time to get those plants ready. And you guys have the perfect events for it. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
So let's start first with the event that comes up. Well, I guess first in this case, apple grafting coming up for Carbon and Emery counties. It's going to be on Thursday, March 19th. For people who might not be familiar, maybe they're first-time homeowners, maybe this is the first time hearing of such a thing, what is apple grafting?
All right. So since the 50s, all of your commercial available apples are actually two separate trees. So you have a rootstock that's developed to withstand difficult soils. It also helps control the size of the tree. And then you have the scion, which is the top of the tree that's bred for producing the different cultivar of apple that you're trying to grow. So we're teaching people how to graft their own trees, especially for folks that maybe have a heritage variety, something rare, or grandma's favorite apple tree. Apples are long-lived, but they don't last forever. So we're teaching people how to make their own trees.
And, you know, that's an exciting part of it because, you know, you get to see the behind-the-scenes process of how most people's favorite fruit gets grown. I mean, for me personally, I just thought I walked into the grocery store, apples are there. No question about how it's produced. But it's so cool to get the kind of the inside look at how this is done. So as they attend this workshop, what kind of things can they expect to learn?
Yeah, so we're going to cover basically all aspects of grafting, so the tools, the different techniques that can be used, and then we've also collected scion wood so they can choose their own varieties.
Yeah, so it's one of those ones where it's going to be a very hands-on workshop, and as a part of it, as always with these extension events, you get to take home some pretty neat stuff, and in this case, it's going to be your own tree.
Yeah, you get to take home two trees of your selected variety.
Now let's talk nitty-gritty for a second. Again, this is coming up on Thursday, March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. over at the Jennifer Lovett Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. Where can people go to register for this, and what kind of cost can they be expecting with it?
So the registration is $20 per person, and the Eventbrite is open for registration. You can also call either the Carbon or Emery Extension office, and we can also get you registered that way.
You know, you guys are super helpful when it comes to registration. Very easy, very convenient, and it's a great way to get out and get involved in the community, especially with a fun event like this as weather continues to warm here. Not like it ever got cold this winter, though, really.
No. Been pretty mild.
Now, another event you guys have coming up is a fan favorite making its return. It's going to be the Castle Country Fruit Tree Pruning. You know, you get the apple tree from the apple grafting event, and now you want to learn how to make sure it's kept up. So with this event, it's going to be two locations this year. Last year, we saw it out in Orangeville. This year, taking place in both Helper and Orangeville on Saturday, March 28th. And for people who may not have been able to attend it in previous years, what is this fruit tree pruning event?
Okay, so we will talk you through some of the science, the reasoning why we're doing fruit tree pruning, give you some best practices, and then we'll let you practice. It's kind of a hands-on event, so we'll get to try pruning some trees to make sure that you are comfortable doing it before you go home on your own.
You know, and it's one of those things where everything with extension is so hands-on. This isn't just sitting in a classroom learning. This is hands-on experience, and I think a lot of people around here especially really resonate with that style of workshop.
Yeah, this one in particular, the fruit tree pruning, it's hard to figure this out from a diagram. It's, you know, we're working with three-dimensional trees, the objects. It's easier to walk around and be able to see it and try it out.
Now, this is going to be a two-hour course where you're going to get some real hands-on experience. Are you looking for them to bring their own pruning equipment, or what do you want them to bring to these events?
They are welcome to bring whatever they'd like if they have their own equipment and they'd like to use it, but we will have everything available for them.
You know, and that's the nice thing, too. Not everyone's going to have pruning equipment already at the ready. It's also going to give them a look at what kind of equipment equipment they can expect to need when as they start getting further and further into this journey. Now, of course, let's talk nitty gritty again. This is going to be on Saturday, March 28th. When can they expect it in Helper? When can they expect it in Orangeville?
So we'll be in Helper in the morning, 10 to noon, and then we'll be in Orangeville 2:30 to 4:30 that afternoon.
So it's going to be just a fun full day event for you guys and for the residents of the Castle Country. If people want to register, where can they go to do that?
They can go ahead and register with Eventbrite, or they're welcome to call either of our offices.
Now, of course, with this one, the event takes place on some private property, so you're not going to give out that location very publicly just yet. You'll get that as you register. Is that correct?
Right, absolutely. We didn't want to put that on a flyer or the internet, but when you register, we will give you directions.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it for something like this. It's just so much fun to do. And again, you got the Castle Country Fruit Tree Pruning and the Apple Crafting Workshop. Both of these going to be a great way to help prepare these people as spring gets underway. People are going to want to start turning to those fruit trees. It's just going to be a great event overall to get some real hands-on experience with it.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Was there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just fruit trees are one of those things that it's like a hot tub or a puppy. They take some extra work beyond just stick them in the ground, and we're here to help teach you how to do it.
You know, and learning's half the battle in this case, so these are going to be very beneficial to those wanting to take the first steps in those journey. Stephen Rowe, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Again, we are joined by Stephen Price and Rose Wallen from USU Extension. We're talking about a few fun upcoming events to the Castle Country, starting on Thursday, March 19th with the Apple Grafting Workshop for Carbon and Emery Counties. That's going to be over at the USU Eastern Jennifer Levitt Student Center, and then another hands-on workshop comes up on Saturday, March 28th, as they host the Castle Country Fruit Tree Pruning Workshop. That's going to be in locations in both Helper and Orangeville. Registration open for both of these over on Eventbrite. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.